What is up, everybody? It is Mahogany Alexander here with Dom Santor.
Hello.
How's it hanging?
It's so. I'm doing good.
We are here with Group 2 Girls Track and Field State Champion Coach, Science Teacher here at Sterling High School, and the Drop Master, Mr. McElvain.
The Drop Master. What's up, y'all? How we living?
How we living? We're living large, right?
All right. Living like Larry.
We're going to ask you a few questions today.
All right. And I'd be happy to answer best I can.
So, what do you like most about teaching here at Sterling High School?
It's definitely a great environment to work. I got into teaching to interact with people, and obviously I interact with a lot of people. The students are obviously my favorite part about teaching here. I've built a lot of great relationships over the years, and it keeps rewarding me and changing, and obviously the faculty is great, but overall, you know, it's a job where you get to interact with people and build relationships, and I think that's the most rewarding part.
Cool, pretty cool. I think that's what most teachers would say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think they would say the students, you know.
Being a track coach, how did you feel when you won the state championship for girls?
Obviously, it was a dream come true. You know, when I started coaching here, the track program was, the girls' track program was pretty down. Now, I didn't set out to win a state championship. I was just trying to build it to make it better every year. So to culminate in the state championship last year, especially with the team that we had, it really was a rewarding thing. Obviously, that's pretty much the pinnacle of what you can do in the sport. So to see that, it was very exciting, not only for myself, but also for the team.
That's pretty cool. You also had a number of girls go to nationals, correct?
Mm-hmm. They did pretty well. I mean, it was obviously a new experience. They go down to North Carolina. They're competing against the best in the country. We had a couple good and okay races. The best race was the distance medley relay, where they not only set a school record by over 20 seconds, but they put themselves at number 10 all-time in South Jersey. So they did well.
That's very good. So what is your favorite moment at a practice or a meet?
Oh, man. I mean, there's a lot of them. You know, over the years, there's been so many great moments. And I always say, you know, everything's been built upon the year before. So to pick a favorite moment would be tough. But obviously, winning the state championship would be up there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of fun times at practice. So I don't think I could pick a specific moment.
Yeah, I'll never forget the times you and Aaliyah have the handstand competitions.
Or you jumping over the fence was a pretty good moment.
Or when I pulled Aaliyah in the bungee and made her face plant. That was another good one.
That was great.
Funny. Just from last year. Those are just from last year.
I got a lot of likes and retweets on Twitter.
Yeah, yeah. I guess we can go, see how many likes we get on Twitter. That could probably give us an idea.
What can we look for this year in track and field?
More of the same. We're obviously going to try to build on what we had last year. We did lose a couple people, but nothing that should stop us from trying to repeat. It's one thing to win a state championship. It's another thing to try to win two in a row. So that's going to be a challenge. But again, even for those kids who are new to the sport, or who are not in the state championship, so to speak, we're going to try, as we always do, come to practice every day and try to improve. Whether you're the first girl on the team or the last girl on the team, we want you to improve, get better. Makes it more fun.
I was going to say, you only graduated a few seniors, right?
Yes.
So you're basically going to have the same team.
Right, right. We definitely have a great chance to repeat, but, we have to do the same things and we have to get better because people are going to be coming after us. So.
Definitely. So we know that you have a group of sophomores and now a freshman, but they're juniors and sophomores now. So what are you going to call them? They're not the sensational sophomores anymore.
I know. I think after your sophomore year, I don't know if you give them a name. Because if you're good as juniors, then you're just good. You don't have to put a name to it.
The just good juniors.
The just good juniors,
and the sensational sophomores.
Yeah, you're just a good team, But, it started when they were freshmen because they were obviously came on the scene and did a lot of amazing things. So when you're doing that as freshmen, you deserve a name, and then the sophomores, you still. But you know, now it's just we're that's our team. You know,
they're just good.
We're just doing well. We don't need a name anymore, unless I come up with something. Maybe just the Just Good Juniors. You know,
yeah,
and then seniors, you don't get a name at all.
Seniors, so I got to think of one. Sensational seniors.
Yeah, but that's not anything special. You're supposed to be great when you're seniors, right?
True. Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it pans out.
All right, let's talk music. What's your favorite genre?
You know, when I was putting together this list, I had a tough, well, you'll see on my list, it's all over the place.
That's good.
Yeah,
good.
I don't have, I mean, I would say if I were to pinpoint a favorite genre, it would probably be, you know, old school rap, old school hip hop, late 80s, mid 90s, which is pretty common for people. You know, that's when I was in high school. I went to high school from 1993 to 1997. So trying to pick my favorite songs, a lot of them are from that time period. But I did kind of go all over the place with my list, so it's tough to call.
What is your favorite song at the moment right now?
I would say my favorite song is, right now I've really gotten into this type of music called dancehall, which is it's like after Bob Marley, but it's reggae. So my favorite song is by a guy named Yellow Man, and it's called Zunga 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 Zang. That's the name of the song. I'm not lying.
Can you say
it
again?
Ask Mr. Barringer. No, I don't know if I can say it again. I can sing it. Zunga 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 Zang. That's how it goes.
Is that on your list?
No. Because that's like, you know, I just started listening to that type of music, so I can't put it on my all-time favorites, you know? We'll see if it has staying power, you know what I mean?
Well, what is your all-time favorite song?
That's the big question.
Can't fully say it on the air, because there's a word in it that is not...
Just blank it.
It's called Life's a Blank by Nas. That's my favorite song of all time. It's a really good song. You know, it was when I was growing up in high school. I can listen to it over and over and over again to this day.
And it won't get old.
It doesn't get old. It's got a great first verse by a rapper called AZ. Really good. Probably the best rap verse of all time. Check it out.
Wow, I have to listen to it.
Check it out.
Definitely have to listen to it.
Yep.
So we've established that basically your favorite genre is like old school rap type of thing.
Yes.
So what is your least favorite genre?
I would say I really don't like techno house music. I've never been able to get into that. So I would say that's my least. I used to say country, but my wife really likes country. So I've kind of been, you know, turned around on that, where I don't mind it as much anymore.
Of course, you'll listen to
it. So I've, you know, if you listen to anything enough, you start to understand it. So,
you
know, I keep an open mind with everything, you know. There are there is house music that I do like, but generally I would say my least favorite, because I like a lot of different kinds of music. I'm a mood listener, you know what I mean, Dom?
Yeah, like yesterday at practice you were just jamming.
Yeah, I was jamming. I was listening to a song called Buddy by the time Tribe Called Quest.
He just
my
jamming.
Buddy. Yeah, I was dancing. You know,
Biggie or Tupac?
Biggie, not even close.
Biggie. Yeah, I went through a phase, I just like loved Biggie for some reason.
No, there's good reason to like him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think it's a discussion, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Biggie song?
Tough question. I mean, you know, I got to put Juicy up there as one of the all-time greats.
Definitely.
I do really like a song called Notorious Thugs. I think it's called Notorious Thugs. And then I like a song called I Got a Story to Tell. That's one of my all-time favorites.
What branch of science do you teach?
I teach mostly biology. I do teach a little bit of environmental science, but I teach mostly biology. Yeah.
So what's your favorite part about teaching that subject?
About teaching, it's because I, you know, I'm passionate about it. I am very interested in learning how living things work, and not, you know, not just because I teach science, but, you know, it kind of crosses over with my track coaching. Obviously, if you're a track coach, you're thinking a lot about how to make the body more efficient and better. And when you're learning science, when you're learning biology, you're learning stuff that ends up relating to that. It's a lot more detailed, and it might not seem on the surface that learning about, you know, cell structure has to do with running a fast 400. And so being able to tap into that when you're teaching is very important. If you're teaching something that you're not passionate about, it's tough to make it interesting.
So, since you are a science teacher, we do have a science trivia question.
Oh, no.
And a science joke for you.
Okay.
What do you want
trivia
first?
Question? I don't know. I'm nervous about the trivia question.
Really?
Yeah.
It's easy. What is the order of organization within a multicellular organism from smallest to largest?
Okay, so cells.
Yes.
Tissue.
Okay.
Organ system. Organism.
give it up.
And then I could go farther if you want. We could go population, community, biosphere.
Yeah, and the trivia question.
I thought that was a trivia question.
Oh, that was a trivia question. My bad. The joke.
The joke. All right, here we go. Is it the fungi joke?
No, it's not the fungi joke. Good. I was going to do that. I was like, he's a biology teacher. He probably got the fungi joke a thousand times before.
I had somebody write that on a test the other day. They said, I don't know the answer, but I'll give you a joke. And it was the fungi joke. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
They didn't do well.
What is a term? I guess so. They just put the joke. All right, you ready for the question?
Yeah.
What is a tornado's favorite game to play?
When somebody gives me the joke, I like to try to answer it. A tornado's favorite game to play: ring around the rose key.
I was thinking about that. Is it?
That doesn't make sense, but I think
Twister.
I can't believe I didn't get that.
And how do you cut the C in half?
You cut the C in half with a seesaw.
Yes, with the seesaw.
Yes, I got it. See? It makes the joke not funny if you answer it, but it makes me feel smart, you know?
Okay, last question. How do trees get on the internet?
So it's a play on words, Dom.
I'm trying to think of
this. The internet, the tree, it leaves the web.
It logs onto it.
Logs onto it. Oh, man.
This has been a pretty great interview with the Drop Master.
The Drop Master, the Master of Drops. MC Drop Master.
Yeah, Mr. McDrop.
Mr. McDrop.
That's your new name.
Mr. McDrop.
MacDrop.
MacDrop. MacDrop and boom. Drop mic.
There you go.
I get it. It's a play on words.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for talking to us. And this is Mahogany and Dom signing off.
Too.
And we also have MacDrop signing off.
Peace, y'all. Every time I get wicked.
And here are his top 10 songs.
Thank you.
something, keep it real, son. Count this money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yo, put the grants over there in the safe, you know what I'm saying? Cause we spending these Jacksons. The Washingtons go to wifey, you know how that go.
I'm saying, that's what this is all about, right? Clothes, bank rolls, and you know what I'm saying? Yo, then what, man? What?
Visualizing the realism of life in actuality. Who's the baddest? A person's status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as proper sinners. But something must have got in us, cause all of us turned to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition. Keeping this weapon of wrestling street ghetto essence inside us. Cause it provides with the proper insight that got us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go. But as long as we leave in thieving, we'll be leaving with some kind of dough. So into that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers. Keeping it real, packing, still getting high. Cause life's a f***ing thing, you die. Life's a f***ing thing, you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a f***ing thing, you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a f***ing thing, you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a f***ing thing, you die. That's why we puff fly.
I woke up early on my born day. I'm 20, it's a blessing. The essence of adolescence leaves my body now freshened. My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter through life, some godly like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one. Cuss while I puss from my skull cause it's pain in my brain. Vein money maintained, no go against the grain. Simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, their jewels and rip their green cards. Dip to the projects, flashing my quick cash and got my first piece of smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Cause I used to run with this richer, doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto. Instead of saying tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto. Once I stood on the block, loose cracks, produced stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a formatic to crack your whole cabbage.
Life's a f***ing thing, you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a f***ing thing, you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a f***ing thing, you die. That's why we puff fly, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a f***ing thing, you die.
standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand, jacket's in his corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a Studs Bearcat gym, you know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse, and those ladies, they rolled their eyes. CJ, oh, CJ, oh, CJ. I tell you something, Jack, he is a banker. Both of them save their monies, and when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, ooh, the radio does play the classical music, their jam, the march of the wooden soldiers. All your protesters, you can hear Jack say, watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers, well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
Fresh, you're on. On. Kitchen, I'll be wild until they pick me out of lineup.
Even though what we
than a red ghost, getting ghosts from Pac-Man. One time, no, I got a knack to get that change. Leader of the black gang, ROC, man. Bang like T-Mac, ski mask, air it out. Gotta kill witnesses, cause three bears sticking out. Y'all don't wanna witness. Re-squeeze hammers, man. Bullets freeze by you, like Louisiana, man. But I got a VTNA, man. So I move keys, you can call me the piano, man. Rain, sleet, hail, snowman. Slang, E-Hydro, man. No, BC in the third lane. Ram still praying, working on my nerves, man. Like, son, you gotta get your soul clean before they blow them horns like Coltrane. And still I cry tears of a hustler, wipe tears from my mother, pull out beers for our brothers. That's above us, make beds for the babies, tuck kids under covers, buy cribs for their mothers. That probably be wildin' with their father, tell Miss Robin, tell the Najma that I'm riding for a father. That's like my brother, like same mother, different father. Any problems, dog, know I got it. And still we grind from the bottom just to make it to the bottom. So in the alley waste, still gave back Marcy and Dollar Day. Real gangsters make hood holidays. They ain't thinkers, but we still pay homage, man. Soul food Sunday looking like Big Mama's, man. Tell the gang I never break my promise, man. Man.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Sipping on private stock way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The ha, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the world's trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Peace to Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know. Personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast, condos in Queens, and for weeks sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood, and it's still all good. And if you don't know, now you know. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2 G's flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps a act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all. And if you don't know, now you know. And if you don't know, now you know. And if you don't know, now you know. Representing B-Town in the house. Junior Mafia, Mafia.